This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the RPM Subteam for Trademark Claims Data Review Call held on Wednesday, the 30th of January, 2019. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? Thank you. Hearing no names, I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it over to Julie Hetland. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Andrea, and thank you all for joining. This is Julie Hetland from staff, and I'll just quickly run through the agenda and some of the administrative items. So first on the agenda is statements of interest, followed by the beginning of the analysis of previously collected data, and particularly with questions one and two. And actually before we start at the start of agenda item two, staff will give a very brief overview of the data sources and also of the various tools being used for the sub-team to comment. And then after that, we have any other business. May I ask if anyone has any other business? Kathy Kleiman, please go ahead. And followed, I think, actually, yeah, Kathy and then George. Kathy, please.
Great. Yes, can you hear me, Julie?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, terrific. We're testing. So two things. One is perhaps a brief discussion under any other business, and I might not be here because I have to leave halfway through the meeting, but Phil or Brian can talk about the letter that the co-chairs distributed last night titled Updated Proposed Process for Trademark Clearinghouse Sunrise and Trademark Claims Subteams, including submission of additional data. And either earlier or later, it might be a good idea just to talk about this, talk about the deadline. Should take about 2 minutes, but everyone should know about this because it's a really fast deadline. The other thing, and I don't know if we want to wait till the end, is talking about workload and having a discussion about what makes a reasonable workload. We've been talking about a lot on the list. I think it would benefit from talking about it today. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Kathy. I have George, and then I have Martin. As Martin is chairing today, I'll have him address the question about the additional items for the agenda. But George, please go ahead.
Yeah, George Perkins with Transcript. In addition to the points Kathy raised, there's an additional point about a document due to be reviewed by Thursday that was dropped on us yesterday. I think, you know, we should have a bit more time than just two business days to review that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, George. And at least from a staff point of view, we can explain that the document, of course, could not be produced until the sub-teams completed their work on the analysis of the analysis group survey data against the charter questions that only completed last week. And yet, the report from the sub-teams to the working group is due this week. In order for that to be done by this Friday, that does require an accelerated time frame in which to review the document. But let me go ahead and move to Martin. Martin, please.
Yes, to address Katia's concern on the new additional data request, we're going to talk about it. But I would like to talk about it for 2 minutes before going into the analysis of the data that we have to do today.
Well, thank you, Martin. I think I've actually pretty much, this is Julie Hetland again from staff, gone through the agenda. Let me just ask if there are any updates to statements of interest.
Yes, Julie, I have one. This is Kathy.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is Kathy Kleiman, and as you know, I'm a visiting scholar at Princeton this year, and I am also a visiting fellow, as of now, at the American University School of Communications in Washington, D.C. I'm doing both jobs. So Just wanted to let you know, it's not in the statement of interest yet, but I'll be updating it as soon as I catch up from all the wonderful things we're doing in this subteam.
Thank you, Kathy. And let me go ahead then and turn the meeting over to Martin. Martin, please.
Yes, I thought that we were going to do first the summary of the sources, the short staff presentation.
Thank you. Sorry for the misunderstanding. I wasn't sure where you wanted to insert the item that Kathy had requested about the revised procedures and the additional data requests. Should that come at the end of the agenda then?
I don't have a specific point for it. It can be either now or after your presentation. But before we go into the hard work.
I think our understanding was that you wanted to talk about it first. So perhaps I can ask Kathy or Phil, if either of them would like to speak to the procedures message and document that was sent out just very briefly before we start into agenda item 2.
This is Kathy. I'm happy to, but if Phil wants to, I'll defer to him.
Hey, go ahead, Kathy. I'd have to dig up the documents.
Okay, I've got it printed out in front of me.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil. Okay, so the idea was that there were requests not for additional data gathering, but for data that was out there that somehow hadn't been formally brought into our ambit as subteams and as a working group. This would include articles about the registration of domain names in Sunrise that appear to have an impact on the contracted parties, the registrants, or the brand owners. Here I'm literally reading from the letter we sent out yesterday. Anecdotes or specific evidence from impacted parties, or studies, reports, or articles discussing the harm of infringement, including cyber squatting, including consumer harm, and I'll add, you know, any other harm that people are finding. Our original notes had free expression issues on that as well. So this is a formal way to bring that data into an ambit, make sure everybody sees it in the subteam, make sure it's available to the working group. The start date was yesterday. Sorry, we were a little late in distributing. The end date is February 8th, which just adds to our pile of things. Nonetheless, a lot of these are articles we've already talked about. So, you know, if you can find the titles, find the URLs, then you go to the designated Google form that staff has created for us. You put in your name, the URL, your email, although your email will be shielded, the URL, the title, the source, and we're asking that you include some additional information, that you highlight the specific information that you're citing this article or blog posting for. What's the new data? What's the evidence-based conclusion that you find this valuable for? It will really help people hone in on that data. We're asking that you include a rationale for why and how that specific information is relevant in respect of a particular question, like a revised charter question. And if you want to, you can suggest a solution or idea for how to address the topic. Does it lead you to any conclusions? But really, does it shed light? Is it data that's useful for any of the charter questions that we're looking at? So again, deadline February 8th. It's one article at a time, I think. Back to you, Julie and Martin. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And I see George Kirikos and Christine Durain. George, please.
Yeah, George Kirikos here. This is somewhat interrelated with the workload issue because all this previously identified data sources, these were all before Christmas, were supposed to be researched by staff, and then staff said, well, this is way too much work, so we're going to throw it back into the work group. And now what's happening is that the workload has been added to the subteam members again on top of the existing work that we have here. Like we saw this week's work assignment was, you know, far more than, you know, 2 to 4 hours that people would necessarily expect on a volunteer basis. So, you know, last week's work might have taken 50 or 60 hours if somebody was to do it seriously. And this is just piling on more. And this is literally, what, 9 days from now it's due. And, you know, people have to be realistic. You know, if you don't want the additional data, just say so. But to have a, you know, an artificially short deadline to do the work that the staff should have done and thought was so monumental that it would take them, you know, ages, just to throw it back to the members' faces. And the reason why it was given to staff was that they're supposed to be neutral. Now, even when we submit it, this is going to be that, well, this is anecdotal, made to prove your point. It's no longer a neutrally sourced piece of data. So this is very upsetting because, you know, you either provide more time or just say, you know, we don't want more data. You know, we don't, you know, it's, you know, very upsetting. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. And I see Christine, then Phil, then Kathy. But actually, at first, I have Mary Wong. Sorry about that. Mary, please go ahead.
That's okay, Julie. Actually, why don't we have Christine and Phil go? Because I think my comments may be better coming after all the sub-team members who wish to speak have had a chance to do so.
Thanks. That's a good point, Mary. I have then Christine and Phil, please. Christine.
Hi, thanks. This is Christine Durain for the transcript. Yeah, I'm a little bit torn. I actually am one of the people that don't think there is a lot of useful other information out there. I know that some people think that there's blogs or whatever. I don't happen to think that they're going to be any more valuable than any of the other anecdotal data we've received. Equally discounted for the most part, and I think if there's any studies out there or sort of legitimate studies that we might think are relevant, we probably already know them. So I'm not convinced that there's a whole lot of extra work to do there, although I'm just the overall workload, of course, as you saw from my email yesterday, I do think it's a lot, and I do propose breaking it up on, as I mentioned in my email, as best we can, and I value staff's contribution because I know you've already done this. So I like that idea. I had proposed a little bit different way of doing it, but that's fine. My main reason for raising my hand right now, though, is because specifically to address something I sent around yesterday to see how it fits with this new doc. So one of the things that I noticed when I was on the subpro call yesterday was that all of the SOs and ACs had submitted comments specifically addressing Sunrise and Reserve names and the interplay of Reserve names, Premium names, and Sunrise names, which, and not as much claims, so it's not as useful for this call, but I'm not actually going to be on the next call, so hopefully there's enough crossover that people will carry this through for both calls. So the question is where there is another PDP addressing the same topics and that actually have written SO and AC comments, which is, in my opinion, far more valuable than just a random blog article by some news person or not a news person. But you've got whole entire SOs and ACs weighing in on a specific topic. Should that information also be placed into that little tool that you guys created? Was sending it around the right way? And we haven't finished going through the subpro comments, and so I back to the homework point, I'm reluctant to have to look ahead through all of them in order to try to meet the deadline, but I also don't want to hold up this work because the idea of spending months on this is making my head hurt. So what's the best way to submit information like I'm finding from the other PDPs? I'd be open to any suggestions or comments as far as how the best way to wrangle that information. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Christine. And I did see that this Julie Hedlund from staff that you had forwarded on the comments from the subpro. And perhaps staff can assist, given that there is a fair amount of work right now, in taking a look at those comments first and then pointing out where things might need to be brought into the sub-team discussions. And Phil, over to you.
Yeah, thanks. Just to speak to the co-chair's intent when we added this part number 5 on additional data. I want to say, first of all, there's always this difficult balance between sticking to the timeline and the workload, and we manage it as best we can. And when dedicated members say, hey, we're trying, but it's just too much, we need to break it up a bit more, we're respectful of that, and we're trying to deal with that. We know the council is looking over our shoulder saying, you know, hurry up and get it done, stay on timeline. So, but with this, we didn't, you know, there's just so many potential sources of information out there. In the domain industry sector, there's 3 or 4 what I would characterize as major blogs, but then a lot of other domainers have their own blogs. And then over in the trademark sector, we've got a few major publications, and then there's law firm bulletins. So to tell staff to, go look at that wide swath of potential sources of information and come back with identification of everything that's somewhat relevant to this, to our work, just seemed excessive and not realistic. And we thought that with, 150 members of this working group and a few dozen who are really doing the bulk of the work on the full working group and in sub-teams, there's articles where they mention something and it's kind of vague and there's a lot more opinion than fact, and then there's a few where there's a lot more hard data. So we just felt that we have a lot of experts on this working group. If people have seen an article or a memo or something somewhere that they think has substantive information that's relevant to our work, that the most efficient way to get it before the sub-teams and the full working group is to ask people to bring it to our attention. And that's we weren't intending this to be a major new homework assignment, go out and survey every domain name and trademark sector blog for the last 5 years since the TLD program launched for anything about claims or Sunrise or anything else. It was more, hey, if you've seen something that stuck in your mind that you thought was important, bring it to our attention. So that was our intent, and I hope that clarifies things somewhat, even if everyone's not totally satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. And to Mary, please.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks for that explanation, Phil. That was one of the points that the staff wanted to bring up, that by crowdsourcing, what the 3 co-chairs of the working group meant was not for any working group member to do the work of staff or that staff was originally assigned to do, but rather based on suggestions made by 1 or 2 members to leverage on the existing knowledge and expertise in group members, such that if there are indeed data sources and information already out there that they know of that we have not yet considered, these be then brought to the attention of the working group. And I apologize for taking up more time on this call, but I do feel from the staff perspective that it is important that we reiterate that it is not that staff were not willing to do the work. It certainly is not that staff is kicking back the work to the working group, as Phil has explained. But in addition to what has been said, and in addition to some of the emails that we sent to the mailing list, the data suggestions that were made originally in the context of the refining of the Sunrise and Claims Charter questions. These were discussed by the working group, and eventually much of it became the work that led to the surveys that analysis group conducted, the results of which this team and the other sub-team analyzed. And so the sense is that to the extent any additional research may be needed, and this can be different from the crowdsourcing that Phil and Kathy spoke to, it is probably likely to be far more relevant and more targeted if we know what the gaps remaining are. And if you look at the summary table that we sent around a couple of days ago, it may be that the AG data does help to answer a lot of these questions already. So, again, I apologize for taking up time, but I do hope that that clarifies the staff intent for this particular topic. And on the question of workload, we'd like to thank everyone for raising it. And we have worked a lot with the co-chairs of both of the sub-teams to try to come to a point where the homework, even though it is going to be and is extensive, is manageable, bearing in mind the realities of everyone's commitments elsewhere. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Mary. This is Julie Headland again from staff, and I see George Kirikos, please, and then we're going to move on to the next agenda item. George, please.
Yes, George Kirikos for the transcript. Yeah, I posted a link from the January 9th email of Mary Wong to the mailing list. You know, if we'd known back in, you know, before Christmas that we were going to have this due in February, that would be one thing. But, you know, to learn that, less than 2 weeks before that compiled data has to be submitted, that you know, we have this new task on top of the additional sub-team tasks, and on top of, you know, now the individual proposals are going to be needed to be submitted. That's a separate issue. It's just, you know, it creates an enormous workload because, you know, we can talk about the theory of the crowdsourcing that occurs, but everybody knows it's only about, you know, 5 to 15 people that actually do most of the work of the working group. And just to talk about the workload issue as well, you know, we were given an assignment last week that just, you know, was unreasonable, and then it was revised to supposedly become more reasonable. But the revised version was basically the same amount of work. And, like, I don't think anybody even, you know, attempted to do it. The documents were reduced, but then those were like the longest documents in the 12 documents that, but the number of questions was expanded. So we had to go through more Google Docs to try to answer more charted questions. So it ended up being probably more work than the initial assignment last week. So this is, you know, this really needs to be thought through. Like, I'd really like to know how much work other people are doing. Like, I'm willing to do 4 hours of work beyond the sub-team call. So that's 4 hours on top of the 2 hours of sub-team calls each week. And then there's probably another hour or hour and a half, for at least me personally, preparing for each call. So that's basically 7 to 8 hours that I'm willing to devote to this PDP sub-team work. That's 2 sub-team calls per week. I don't know how many others are doing the same amount of work, but, you know, if I'm getting stressed, and no, I don't want to speak for the other people in the working group, but I've spoken to at least two others by phone, and I know they feel overloaded too, and they might want to step up and speak to that. But, you know, you need to adjust the timeline, basically. I'll say it, you know, that's the elephant in the room. You know, you can't just assign the work and then nobody ends up doing it. And say, okay, well, we had the opportunity to do the work, and the opportunity to do the work was the work. that just doesn't make sense to me. Thanks.
Thank you, George. And staff would note that there are 3 total meetings for this discussion of previously collected data, so this and 2 more. And certainly this homework assignment for today, if the sub-team so chooses, and the co-chairs agree, can be extended to next week's meeting as well. That's certainly an option. Kathy, please.
Yeah, briefly, because I know we have so many other things, and I was not one of the people George spoke with, but you saw that, you know, just as a participant of the working group, you know, I share the concerns that when you're facing a whole mountain of work, it's overwhelming. So I do think we need to stagger all this, but I wanted to let everybody know the date that we're working backwards from, that in Kobe, March 10th, 11th, I forget when our first meetings are, in Kobe we're hoping that the sub-teams will have the first draft of their recommendations to share. And so that's what we're working backwards from. So we could be collecting data from now to the end of time. We can't do that. It's time to wrap it up. We wanted to create as co-chairs, we wanted to create a place to put those last pieces of articles and blog postings and any reports that we haven't already considered, so that they're available to everybody. But we've got to cut this off. Sorry, guys. But we do have to create manageable workloads for the next 3 weeks. How we do that all, I leave to Martin and Roger. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And then on to the next agenda item, which is to the analysis of previous collected data. And as we noted, staff is going to try to help kick off this portion of the work with a brief introduction to the two or overview of the two data sources, the AG report and the INTA survey, and then also with a description of the various documents and tools to be used as well. So may I turn to Mary Wong for a brief description of the data sources?
Thanks very much, Julie. Hi, everyone. It's Mary again. So I'll keep this brief because both of the documents that we're talking about should be familiar, at least in recollection, to everyone on this call. But just as a refresher and reminder, the analysis group report on the independent review of the Trademark Clearinghouse was finalized and published in, I believe, February of last year. The working group did meet with the analysis group around that time, I believe it might have been April or so, to go over the report, and follow-up questions were sent by working group members to the analysis group, to which responses were provided some months later. So that's kind of where the work was left, in that the working group did take a first look at the analysis group's review of the Trademark Clearinghouse. There were some follow-up questions, some responses provided, and that's kind of what we're going back to here with a much more defined purpose, given that a lot more work, thought, and, of course, data gathering has gone on between then and now. With respect to the INTA Cost Impact Survey, that was a survey conducted by INTA amongst its members. Not something that was commissioned or requested by this working group. And I should say that similarly, for the analysis group's review of the Trademark Clearinghouse, that also was not something requested or commissioned by this PDP or indeed by the GNSO Council. For the analysis group report, that was something that was done in response to an initial request by the Governmental Advisory Committee during the implementation of the 2012 round of new GTLD and conducted through ICANN.org. For the INTA survey, as I mentioned, that was conducted by the International Trademark Association amongst its membership. That point I'd like to emphasize just because in reading these reports, reviews, and the data, we should remember that these questions in the form of the inter-survey, the topics that the analysis group covered in their report were not anything that were developed or suggested by our working group. So while a lot of the analysis data is likely to be relevant, their origin is different. So in the case of the analysis group, that's why there were some follow-up questions sent. And in the case of the Intercost Impact Survey, a presentation was given to the full working group by Laurie Shulman of INTA in August 2017, and there was a discussion amongst the working group with Laurie about the survey, its methodology, and the results. And that was when that discussion took place. And as with the analysis group report, we are now looking at that discussion, at those results, in light of additional work that we have done in this PDP since then. So, Julie, I think that's probably all that's necessary for the refresher, although, of course, folks should feel free to ask questions and we can provide further information. But it seems like it might be a good point for me to hand over to Ariel to describe how she's translated
that work by the analysis group and the inter-survey results into the tool that staff produced for the sub-teams in this PDP.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, let's go ahead then and turn over to Ariel Leung. Ariel, please.
Thanks very much, Julie and Mary. This is Ariel Leung from staff. So perhaps at the beginning, we can just provide a quick understanding how much time is spent for staff to produce this tool. So we spend about 3 business days to go through all the source documents and also plugging the relevant information into the spreadsheet against all the charter questions for both the trademark and claims. So it's about 24 hours of work. And the ones that took us the longest time, indeed, is the analysis group's report on review of the TMCH and the inter survey. And the others just took us about 1 day. So this is pretty much how much we spend time on. And then the way we did it is that when we read through the source document, we saw some quotes and excerpts that includes information or data that we think may answer the charter question. And that's why we just basically copy over the information to the columns in the spreadsheet that you saw. And of course, the information is quite overwhelming, so we try to summarize what we saw in the staff summary column B, and that's the summary for these data information. And as we noted in the message to the subteams, of course, this is based on staff's understanding of the information. They don't mean to be exclusive, and you're welcome to the source documents yourself and detect any information that you think may be helpful in answering the charter questions. And we're trying our best to help the sub-team move as fast as possible to go through these source documents. That's why we produced this tool. If I miss anything, Julie and Mary, please chime in. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ariel. That's quite helpful. Let me just pause and see if there are any questions. George Kirikos, please.
George Kirikos, yeah. Just one question would be, how many staff? I guess it was 24 hours of work. Is that by one staff member or 24 hours times multiple staff members? And but regardless of the answer, this goes to show that the amount of work that was assigned for this week was just, you know, far too high, because how are we supposed to have done that amount of work for when, you know, as volunteers, we're not paid to do this. And you know, I know on the past work assignments, the people who did the most input on the Google Doc sheets were, you know, Griffin, Christine, Kathy, and myself. And I'm sure, you know, we all tried our best this week. And if you look at the spreadsheets, they're almost all blank. And everybody else who, you know, was supposed to be doing the review of the work, the assigned work, didn't have this week our input to kind of slipstream on. So they had the chance to, you know, step up and be first, in other words, but nobody bothered to do that. So that speaks volumes as to, you know, the overload and the you know, the effect that it's having on the team. Thanks.
Thank you, George. And so now we can turn to the work today. Now that we have not a lot of time left on the call, unfortunately, because I will remind everyone that we do need to close this call at 5 minutes to the top of the hour to allow the transition for the next meeting in which many of the same members will attend. So let us then go ahead and switch to claims charter question one, and I will turn things over to Martin, please.
Thank you very much, Julie. As Christian said, yes, probably you're going to be reviewing this also next week. So you're going to have one more week to put the inputs on everything. The idea was to go through each questions and read staff summary on the ANTA and the analysis group in order to sweep everything and try to comment and see what things members can think about it. Question one of the trademark charity questions, is the trademark claim service having its intended effect? Consider the following questions specifically in the context both of a claim's notice as well as notice of registered name. A. Is the trademark claim service having an effect of determining that face registrations and providing claim notice to the main name applicants? B. Is the trademark claim service having an unintended consequence such as deterring good faith domains applicants? Application, sorry. Staff summary for the INTIA. A staff found that 36% of the NTA service respondents feel that trademark claims helped mitigate risk to a major or moderate extent. Some respondents expressed that trademark claims are merely another form of monitoring and are useful in perhaps 20% of cases where an inadvertent application is filed. Among the respondents who have received claims notices that have resulted in costs, the majority have been for investigations, followed by warning case and deceased debtors. There is an indication that investigation costs vary greatly and generally cost around $500 per decision. Do you wish or prefer that I go directly to the excerpts of staff?
Excuse me, Martin, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So we have posted in the Adobe room the PDF that actually has the comments from the sub-team members who had, provided or contributed to the homework. So the comments that are new, which they all are in green. And we have some from Christine and some from Kathy. Let me note that Christine has her hand up.
Please, Christine, go.
Thanks. This is Christine Durain, and I'm not actually trying to beat the dead homework horse because that's not my goal. However, my comments don't actually address the analysis group survey or the INTA report because I was operating under the assumption that we had a Tuesday morning my time deadline. And so when I email out on Monday suggesting that we look at the first four documents, which did not cover the analysis group and INTA report, and then asking that staff sort of figure out what a good homework cadence is following that, it crossed. Like, I had already done my homework, and then I saw staff's email asking to review those two docs. So if you decide you want to go into this document, I think, unfortunately, you're not going to find comments related to analysis group or INTA, because those of us who were like, okay, we got to do something because our comments are going to be locked down. In my time, it's 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. I have to do something Monday. So I don't have homework related to INTA or analysis group. So I'm not sure what, as a co-chair, where you want to take that, so I'm sorry.
Fair enough. I understand that. Julie?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Martin. Perhaps it might be, this is Julie Hedlund from staff, it might be helpful to see if anybody who's here on this call has reviewed the two documents, those that were in the homework assignment. I know that Christine, you did with respect to the some other data points, as did Kathy. And I see George has his hand up. So. At any rate, we're just trying to get a sense of how folks would like to proceed on this call. But I'll note George has his hand up.
Yeah, George Kirkus with transcript. Yeah, like I started this homework on Sunday, as I typically do, Sunday or Monday. This case it was Sunday. And the way I look at it was we all had the same, in both sub-teams, the same set of documents. and just different revised questions. So I worked through the first document, looked at the that document across each charter question for not only this subteam, but also the other subteam. And then I would go on to the next document, and I think that's how the natural order it seems to me to do it. But then, you know, I realized how much time I was taking, and the fifth document was the one that was in the revised homework, which I don't think anybody even attempted, because by that time, you know, at least Christine and I had already been finished our allotment for the week in terms of volunteer time. If I didn't find anything, I left it blank because I knew that the remaining eight documents, I would eventually put in a no or a yes for only those specific documents. So if there's nothing for me and there was nothing for those first two documents, it was because there was nothing I found. So Christine put an explicit no, but for me it's an implicit no. As for the revised homework, I can honestly say I didn't even bother to look at it because I didn't think anybody else would, and I think the evidence is that nobody else actually did. So I don't know if you want to finish up early or just talk about the workload issue, because the workload issue to me hasn't been resolved. You can take it off list and put it in to be discussed later, but without that, you know, being done, it's, you know, the future work becomes meaningless, because the same thing will happen next week. You know, you'll assign 20 hours of worth of work and nobody will do it, and we'll be back here again talking about, you know, the workload. Something needs to be done. Thanks.
Okay, George.
Thank you, George.
Sorry, did you go?
No, please. This really happened from staff. Martin, just a possible suggestion, and I'm seeing that Christine has made a suggestion, too. I mean, staff is just wondering if sub-team members have suggestions for a better way to approach the work, whereby we still might try to see if we can complete in the three meetings, although really just two meetings now since we have just 10 minutes left of this meeting, really. See if there is a realistic way forward. The sub-team can ask the working group chairs and the co-chairs of the sub-team can ask to have an extension, but staff will note that the sub-team has not actually really started on the work, so we might have a better idea if there's a better way to break down the work and approach this, let me suggest that maybe we could go to Christine, since I know she has a suggestion.
Thanks. This is Christine for the transcript. Yeah, so I have a couple of suggestions. One is, I want to be really clear. My comment hopefully was not taken as an automatic extension request. My comment was asking the co-chairs of the sub-team to do a deep dive into the amount of work and to determine if an extension was warranted and if so, make a proposal. It wasn't necessarily to assume one would be needed, although given the math, and given the amount of time I've already spent, it's likely, but I'm not going to foreclose that possibility. I think that's the role of the co-chairs here to decide how to break up that work. Secondly, I'm going to make it a firm proposal, and people can say yes or no, but I'm not hearing anything better. I'm going to suggest that we take, and not to harp on my suggestion because it's mine and I don't care, but given that at least for the claims charter question one, Kathy and I have already reviewed the first three documents, the Trademark Clearinghouse report from 2013 to 2017, the RPM's questionnaire to the TMCH, and the Registry Operator's questionnaire. We've already reviewed those. We've already got comments. My suggestion is that everybody else review those, add their comments in, and if you haven't done that, then you can spend time working ahead on the analysis group and inter report, and hopefully we can dive into that as well. Seeing as I've reviewed those, I will probably have time to look at the analysis group and inter reports this week. That will allow people to catch up and hopefully keep moving. But that also takes into account that a certain amount of work has been done, and let's pick up where the amount of work has been done at and proceed from there rather than jumping ahead and then coming back. That's my suggestion, and I totally not married to it. I just want to throw it out there because somebody has to. Thanks.
Griffin has his hand up. Griffin?
Thanks, Julie. Yeah, this is Griffin. I was going to type it in the chat, but it's just easier just to raise my hand and comment by phone. I support Christine's suggestion. I think it makes sense that we focus on the three documents, four documents, I guess, that Christine and George were referring to, where we already have some member input, so that the rest of people who didn't have an opportunity to provide written input on those can try and get it done by next week. Folks who already commented can start working ahead to the other additional documents. And we try and focus on getting those comments done and discussed on the first four documents by next week and then go from there. Thanks.
Thank you, Griffin. And I have George Kirikos, and I don't mean to have hijacked the meeting from Martin, so perhaps I can go to Martin after that from these suggestions. George?
Yeah, George Kirikos again. Yeah, just in terms of workflow, we mentioned this in the working group, inserting the chat pod. We should review all the questions, but document by document. So I don't know how people did the survey analysis the previous weeks, but back then I would look at one charted question and then look at the entire survey and try to find relevant things. And so I did it question by question, but that doesn't work anymore because the documents are it's more document oriented now. You'd have one document and then look at five charted questions, and then there's also 8 or 9 in the other subteam. So you look at all the subteam, look at all the charted questions and then go document by document. I think that's the only way to do it in order to not have to read each document, 13 times. for the analysis group document, it's like 67 pages, and there's like at least 38 of them are, dense and relevant. And so having to read that, 13 times, one for each charted question, doesn't make sense. So from a workflow point of view, it needs to be, in document order. And even for those longer documents, you probably do it page by page and then go across all the charted questions. Otherwise, you have to keep 13 or 5 per subteam charted questions in your mind, many of which have subparts. So it's hard to keep all those questions, in your head. It might be wise to print them out or something so that you have them beside you while you're reading, and you can find a point. But, it's tab hell trying to analyze them all. And if you look at the spreadsheet that staff prepared, it had the same problem that occurred in the EPDP comment period, where a lot of the comments didn't fit into the cell, and you had to scroll back and forth. And so that's another problem, a technical problem that's making the work harder than it should be. Thanks.
Thank you, George. Roger, and then I can leave it for Martin to also close out since we've got 4 minutes left in the call. Roger?
This is Roger.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yes.
I think George is right.
I'm sorry. There's nobody ahead of you, Roger. We can't hear you if you're speaking.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just saying I think George is right. I think we should look at a document and try to answer the questions. I was going to throw out another idea and maybe create subteams of the subteam. And maybe, a group look at three of the questions and another group look at the next three or three of the documents and another group look at the other three documents and go like that. Just a nice thought. Just wanted to see what people thought about that. Thanks.
Thanks, Roger. And I have Griffin, and then let me turn it over to Martin to close out the meeting. Griffin, please.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. This is Griffin. Sorry, Roger, but I am against further dividing up the subteam. I think, I don't know that that will help anyone or anything. I think it seems clear to me that the issue really is an issue of managing the workload against time as opposed to you know, dividing up participation or something like that. So I would suggest we stick with the other suggestion that's on the table, kind of, I guess I'll call it Christine's suggestion for lack of a better title. Thanks.
Thanks very much. And Martin, before we turn over to you, staff will just note there seems to be agreement to proceed for homework for next week for the first four documents, and going document by document to all the charter questions. And staff can prepare the homework accordingly, unless there's any objections to that. And then let me turn it back to you, Martin.
Thank you very much, Julie. I don't have anything else to add. I'm sorry we couldn't use this call week. I know staff worked hard, and Roger and I thought that it would be a good idea. Clearly, we were wrong. So sorry for that.
Thank you very much, Martin. And I'm not seeing any further hands up. And we're just at about 5 to the hour, so we'll go ahead and adjourn this call, and we'll speak to some of you at 5 after the hour, noting that the Sunrise subteam will start at 5 after the hour. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.